Exclusive: Ketanji Brown Jackson involved in anti-racist agreement that all parents at Georgetown Day School sign. By Wendell Hasebo on March 28, 2022. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is involved in an anti-racist agreement that all parents of children at Georgetown Day School, GDS, must sign for enrollment, according to documents obtained by Breitbart News. Jackson has been a Board of Trustees member at GDS since 2019 and a member of the Georgetown Day School community for about a decade. While Jackson denied to Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, that critical race theory, CRT, is taught at the National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS-affiliated GDS during last week's Senate confirmation hearing, the school demands that all parents sign a form called New Enrollment Contract Clause, which states the school has made a commitment to work actively against individual and systemic racism. Reviewed by Breitbart News, the top of the form reads in full: Parents acknowledge and understand that GDS is an institution that values diversity, equity, and inclusion, and that has made a commitment to work actively against individual and systemic racism, hatred, oppression, and bigotry of any kind. By signing this document, parents and students agree to join in the school's commitment and to engage in actions and efforts in furtherance of these values and commitments within the GDS community. The form also gives the parents resources to root out systematic racism and advance racial equity. Below, please find a number of resources to consider as you discuss race and actively work against racism with your child. The form states before providing specific links to resources. Some of the school's recommended resources. What is systemic racism? Glossary for understanding the dismantling structural racism / promoting racial equity analysis. Racial stress and self-care for parents. Talking to kids about race. Talking to your kids about race and how to raise an anti-racist kid. How to talk to kids about race and racism. Talking race with young children. Moreover, Jackson, in her role on the board, signed a letter to parents of students at GDS that requires them to sign an enrollment contract acknowledging and understanding that the school is committed to working against systemic racism. The enrollment contract states, "The entire Board of Trustees wrote this letter with enthusiasm and conviction to require GDS families to commit to the enrollment contract." Below are some of the highlights from the new enrollment contract. According to a person familiar with GDS to whom Breitbart News granted anonymity to protect this person's ability to speak freely. From Document 02, 13 Tips on How to Talk to Children About Diversity and Difference. Page 2, talk about diversity in the same way you would talk about safety. If you don't acknowledge differences, you fail to prepare your child to live in a multi-ethnic society. That adage is true for gender identity, disability, Indigenous people and transphobia. From Document 04, Talking to Young Children About Racial Bias. Page 1, children learn about racial differences and racial bias from an early age. The process of learning racial bias is a lot like learning a new language. As early as 6 months, a baby's brain can notice race-based differences. By ages 2 to 4, children can internalize racial bias. From Document 05, Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, Guide. Page 10, Goodness has a First Amendment right, too. We urge you to denounce hate groups and hate crimes and to spread the truth about hate's threat to a pluralistic society. An informed and unified community is the best defense against hate. SPLC's website, which GDS cites, includes traditional family principles and a Christian worldview as the type of hate that should be canceled. SPLC's website also lists organizations like the Alliance Defending Freedom, Family Research Council, and Pacific Justice Institute as hate groups, giving them the same designation as the KKK. What is more, the GDS Family and Student Handbook shows just how involved Jackson is in teaching CRT at GDC. Below are some excerpts. Page 8, the GDS Board of Trustees governs the affairs of the school in close partnership with the head of school and senior leadership, helping to ensure that GDS operates in a financially sound manner and adheres to the values implied and explicit in its mission statement. Page 9, the majority of board members are current GDS parents elected by the parent body. In accordance with the bylaws and spirit of Georgetown Day School, parents elect members of the Board of Trustees after receiving recommendations from a nominating committee. In its deliberations, the committee seeks candidates who are committed to sustaining the school's core values and mission and who can contribute relevant professional expertise and leadership, as well as the substantial time commitment required to attend full board and committee meetings regularly. Page 90. GDS may dismiss a student whose parent, guardian, family member or other adult involved with the student fails to comply with policies or procedures of the school. To assist in creating the most effective relationship, the school expects that parents will observe the following guidelines. Share in the school's vision, support the mission of the school. The newly obtained documents and information acquired by Breitbart News fly in the face of what Jackson told Cruz during his line of committee questioning at Jackson's confirmation hearings. Is critical race theory taught in schools? Is it taught in kindergarten through 12th grade? Cruz questioned Jackson. I don't know. I don't think so, she responded. I believe it's an academic theory that is at the law school level. During the questioning, Cruz also pointed to books that espouse CRT and are a part of GDS's curriculum. Cruz cited the books Critical Race Theory, An Introduction and Anti-Racist Baby as examples of these books. GDS is affiliated with the National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS, which has promoted a race-based curriculum and grading system at professional development conferences for teachers at schools in their network, Breitbart News exclusively reported. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hussebo.